on our Shift Today Radio Experience. I'm Nina Roach, your ministry morning host, and it is a privilege to join you guys once again. I tell you, we're coming to a strong close for 2018, and we're going to finish strong today. I have just a couple announcements that I'll make, and I'll be making those towards the very end of the segment. But I'm just so glad that you've joined me today, whether if this is your first time listening to me or later on to this podcast, know that you have been clearly invited, summoned by the Holy Spirit, I truly believe, who is my co-host. What shall I say? I'm his co-host on today's segment. Every segment is relevant for today's culture. Every segment is simple that you can apply the Word of God to your life. Every segment is the truth, and we know that truth is the highest form of what exists. Hear what I'm telling you this morning, and once again, like I said, I'm so glad to join you. You can feed your faith. You can come on Shift and starve your doubts. You can discover what faith is. You can discover who you are, the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Ooh, yesterday's segment was so good, I tell you. But I'm so glad once again that you are joining me today, and I tell you, these Faith Builders, woohoo! You guys are in that challenge. It's amazing what God is doing through you guys. We had two more new signups yesterday, and God is just like the church and to the training daily, because He knows, I believe, those that need to be in this training for such a time as this. And then when I say it's intense, it is intense, and anybody that's in it can attest to it. It's not just a regular training that you would see, because I'm telling you, this is something that I've never even experienced to even put it together. So I'm excited about the results and the fruit that is coming out of this Faith 21-Day Faith Builders training to build your faith up. And it doesn't matter where you are, because we have so many participants out of Chicago. A lot of participants actually that are participating in this challenge. So with that, this is just a great time to be able to move forward in the things of God. Once again, I want to remind you that this is still the year of harvest, and God is in 1159 to bring the thing that you've been believing Him for by faith. You can stand, and you'll be able to attest and witness the goodness of God. Witness and be to see what He has done through your faith, by grace through faith, for such a time as this. Today also we're going to be decreeing and declaring about our finances and our wealth, and what does God say about money, because He has a lot to say. Really, God has a lot to say about everything if we truly just take the time to not just read the word, but technically just respond to His word. Today we're going to be talking about finances and prosperity and how we should keep our lives free from the love of money, because there are only two masters and rulers in the world, and it's either money or it's either God. Satan is not the ruler of the world system. It's part of the system, but not the ruler that is supposed to be over your heart, which is the love of money. So if you are in love with money, I'm going to help you get free so that you can be content to do the will of God, knowing that He is your provider, not your job, not the people, not the resources. I mean, praise God that I have really entered into this ministry years ago, like I've even did my business, knowing that the business is not my source, the people that attend the ministry are not my source, because if something happens, then guess what? They may not be able to give. They may not even be able to show up. But see, I can't depend on the people. I have to depend on the master who gave me the business, who gave me the vision for the church. So as long as we keep the dependence in the right place and make God our source, we will see results like never, ever before. Hear what I'm telling you today, this morning on Shift. The word of the Lord says, and even in Ecclesiastes 5:10, it says, he who loves money will not be satisfied with money, nor he who loves wealth with his income. This also is vanity. It's vanity to love money. Yes, money is a means to an end. It's a resource, and it's a good tool to use. But, I mean, shoot, just think back then, they wasn't using money. They was exchanging cows and goats and bulls to get the job done. So whatever the means was for a medium of exchange to possess the things they wanted in the natural realm like we can, we need to know how to get our faith up and to get it. You got to get your faith up for every area. That's why I say I'll be teaching about faith until Jesus comes back and I look up and see Him in the sky coming. That's just how serious I am about teaching faith, teaching righteousness. We got to get on the subject more and more and more. I'm seeing it on righteousness, because then people will have to see how they don't have to earn and work and do all this laboring and torn and these vainglorious prayers that ain't even hitting the ceiling, let alone getting to heaven. Just with all of the works, and you don't have to get all into the working when you have God. You have faith, and so as you get your faith up, you can see what God is doing and what God is saying in such a time as this. So today, once again, we're going to be talking about powerful declarations on prosperity and declarations concerning that, and knowing that you've been redeemed from the curse of the law, because you're no longer under the law that man tried to fulfill on his own, because the scripture clearly says that man, the law is good, because the law is the word of God. Jesus even said, I came to fulfill the law, so I know that it's got to be good. He says, but I'm not going to do it on my own like they tried to do it. I'm not going to get in bondage to that. And so that's the same thing that Jesus is telling us. Don't get under bondage to the things of the world and how to fulfill them. Fulfill the word of God, God's way. Hear what I'm telling you today. And by using these powerful declarations of faith and to speak what God has said, to do what Abraham did, to and be a descendant of the faith. You are a descendant of the faith. When you got born again, you were born again by faith, through grace, by faith. Hear what I'm telling you today. So live that way. Just stay in that place. And that's the only way that you're going to obtain it, because what did he even say? Oh, it's coming to me now. I think it's Hebrews. Let me go there really quick. In Hebrews 11, I believe it's 39. Ooh, I'm taking a risk on it. Let's see. Hebrews 39. Yes, Hebrews 39. It says, not one of these people, even though through their lives of faith were exemplary, got their hands on what was promised. Why? God had a better plan for us. If those have been in our training, you know we've already laid the foundation these first 6 days on the plan that they were entering into the problem. So they got on into a better plan. And what was the better plan? That their faith and our faith would come together to make one completed whole. Their lives of faith not complete apart from ours. So basically, these old school faith builders, they were commended, it said. They obtained the results through their faith. And some didn't see it naturally for the performance of God, but they obtained it by faith because they saw it. Because when you pray, you got to believe you received it. So when these faith, the original faith builders went out to go obtain the results that they saw, they weren't like the folks that God sent out in through with Joshua and Caleb, talking about coming back with the evil report. They said they obtained a good report from an evil situation for what they saw. So that's why you're not called to walk by what you see, because that result may not change. But if you get that faith up and get your word, that promise on that thing is surely going to happen and come to pass for your life. Hear what I'm telling you today. You can obtain a good report, and you don't have to wait until the outside report changes. Actually, what's going to make the outside report change is because you meditate in the word of God and getting revelation knowledge and the strategy that he releases to you, and you respond to it by engaging in him to do the work, then boom, you can call it done. It's done. And then that's why you can go in just like Abraham. He said he just went on from praising God. Abraham like, shoot, I'm not doing this hard laboring anymore and being reprimanded by my heavenly father, the one who made me a father of many nations, so I'm going to try to make myself the father of many nations. You got to remember something. It's a part of my book, too, that's coming out, Get Your Faith Up. God names you what he calls you, what he wants you to be. But even though he names you that thing, he doesn't expect for you to do the work to make yourself that way. He wants you to receive the possibility of what's impossible. You know, I was thinking about Gideon. He said, Gideon, you're a mighty man of valor. Gideon looking around like, you can't be talking about me, dude. I'm the most fearful dude that's walking this earth in this territory, this jurisdiction. But he says, hey, I said you're a mighty man of valor. So I don't need for you to try to make yourself a mighty man of valor. I'm calling you what you already are. And then I need for you to shift, get on there and listen to that Shift the Day radio experience Monday through Friday, Gideon, and then and get your mind renewed to what I said in your word, the word of God. And then I need for you to take it by faith. And how do you take it? By saying it. But you can't say something that you really don't believe, because that's why a lot of the promises are not being fulfilled, because you don't believe it. You're saying it from a place of memory. You're not saying it from a place of your heart, where that word has become an engrafted place in your heart. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. Don't shift. It's just that simple. We make this thing more complicated than what it is. So we can be transformed, even in our finances. What did God say about money? Owe no man nothing but the debt of love. That only debt we should be owing is the debt of love, not in debt. We should not be in debt. And I'm not saying exempting myself. I'm including myself. We should not be in debt. If God, I mean, just imagine when Jesus needed to get from one place to one place, he called forth a donkey. Donkey came so he could ride over all through the thing and everybody shouting out, Hosanna, Hosanna. When Jesus needed a place to live, he had a place to live. I never saw where Jesus had to pay for his hotel and his meals. Jesus didn't, because he was living by faith. That's how the just lives. But see, that's why I said, really, in 2019, not only are we going to be talking about get your faith up, another thing I'm going to be talking about is get your righteousness up. But that one is called get your righteousness together. Because when you get your righteousness together and know your position, it's just certain things you ain't going to tolerate, because you like, this belongs to me anyway, so I'm going to just take it by faith. Here's the promise. I'm going to put you before the word with it. And you said that you would make this come to pass for me, so I'm going to challenge you on this. God, I'm going to appeal this. I want to see for myself if this works. And start with where you are with the small measure. Don't try to get the mountain on the hill when you can't even believe to stay in a hotel for free. Hear what I'm telling you today. I went to Chicago for the International Faith Conference. I didn't pay a dime. Did not pay one dime other than when I purchased my food. Didn't have to purchase the airfare. Did not purchase the place of stay. Because, see, wherever God provides for you to be, there's always provision with it, which means God is for the vision. And wherever he designates you to be, you don't have to worry about somebody snatching you out of his hands. He told me that this morning, and that just brought me such comfort. Wasn't even thinking about it. And he was telling me this morning, personally, he says, you have so much purpose inside of you that has to come out and be fulfilled, Nina, that I have to protect you. So guess what? Now guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to put that word to what he said, and I'm going to put a demand on my protection, because protection belongs to me. And when did it belong to me? The moment he said it. But when did it really belong to me? The moment I took it. And I took it. I said what the word of God said, that with long life he would satisfy me and show me his salvation, and great would be my peace and the peace of my children. I'm not going to be in peace is worrying. And so that's what he said. He told us this morning to come to him. He says, if you're anxious, come to me. If you're worried, come to me. And so if you're not coming to him, then you're going to see the results of not coming to him. And that's faith failed. That's faith failing faith. That means ain't nothing working out of that. God can't do nothing with that, because you're not willing to come. He said not come to him when you got it all together and it looks good and it smells good. Come when you toe up from the floor up. You know, I think about my father, who left this world at a very early age, just being transparent, and he died of substance abuse. But through that substance abuse, I remember, I will never forget my father literally telling me this. He says, I want to go to church. He was saying, because I used to ask him, I would go with my grandmother and my aunt when I would visit on the weekends, and he would say, I would want to go to church. He would look at me, he says, but I can't. So it reminds me of Jesus. He says, it wasn't that he couldn't hear you. It said he wouldn't hear you, but he couldn't because of unbelief. And I remember my father telling me, he says, I can't go to church. And this was his next statement, because I don't have it together. Basically, he was saying, because I'm jacked up, I'm full of drugs, and God is basically, I'm valuing my attendance to show up in God's presence. I'm putting that together by what I can do. So in other words, if I can get myself cleaned up, which you can't do because you've been on drugs since you was a teenager. So if I can get myself cleaned up, then I'm going to go to church. Well, you will never show up to church. But through that, he self-destructed, because he just didn't yield his will. Once you yield your will, you can have good success, because God would not ever create anything for you and I that would not work. If you come to him for your answer, you will get what you are looking for. But if you go to the world to consult what they have to offer, you will get faith-failing results. You will get a confusion, because then you'll get that one's a person's opinion, that one's philosophy, somebody else's tradition of how their grandfather did it, a grandmother did it, somebody else's something else. But if you get the solid word of God, and he says in Titus 1 and 2 that he cannot lie, guess what? You're dealing with faith. Now you're failure proof. You cannot fail with faith, because God cannot fail. God gives you faith. So you have to get the faith up in your money, the faith up in your marriage, the faith up, because I cannot wait. Right after this book, Get Your Faith Up, I'm going to be tearing it up for that book coming out for that conference for the missus next year, The Power of a Staying Wife, how you can stay in your marriage with the Word of God even when they both of y'all is acting crazy, literally, because I'm going to really be transparent and go in on that so you can see the power of what it looks like to stay. The one thing to pray, but a lot of people, wives is even praying now. You are praying for some other situation, but you're not content. But see, you can even be content while God is working. You can rest. You can rest in a discontented situation while God is working. Why? Because you have the promise. That's why I'm showing you the order of how faith works. Also, I want to announce to you all, I didn't want to announce it in the very beginning, but starting today, after today, for the next 2.5 weeks, I will not be on the radio. I do this every single year. So then we have recorded over 100 and plus recordings that you can always go back and listen to. And then this is a great time to get your faith up. So if you want to hear me or see me and get that 1 week mobile encouragement, we are closing as of tomorrow, because it'll be 1 week to get your faith up training. And then we will be relaunching this training with testimonies, because I know we're going to get testimonies, with testimonies starting after this training. I'll be posting it. It'll be on my Next Level Nina page on the Ship Today and on the app. I'll be posting it through social media of what this training brought about, what people were expecting when they got in, and then what God showed them, that it was much more than what they thought they were getting into, because many of them hadn't considered the cost of what it looked like. And I don't mean the cost figuratively, because it was only $21 as an intro level. But after that, starting in January, that price will increase because of the work that has been connected and put inside of this. Hear what I'm telling you today. I put in a lot of time, like almost literally it takes me almost 2 to 3 hours alone just to post 7 slides for each day. Hear what I'm telling you today. And because I'm getting information by revelation knowledge, and I don't want people to get surface, shallow words that you could read out of the Bible. I'm taking them into a place that's deeper. I'm already hearing people say they're getting liberated of all kinds of stuff. And this is why this training is going to be ongoing. And I never knew that this would be part of my harvest as I enter the end of the year, because he says that this was to be the year of the harvest. And so this is just the beginning of the first fruit of these faith builders and the harvest, because I know some of them will be retaking this again, because the first time they was just, okay, let me check it out. Let me just really see. This is just another one of those challenges. No, this ain't no regular challenge. Believe you me, this is a revelation spiritual challenge. And then you have mobile encouragement with me for 30 minutes once a week for 4 weeks. During the 21-day challenge, or 3 weeks, shall I say, and then you're getting all kind of other things. It's just so much that you're getting that you never would thought you would have received being a faith builder, especially for this first bunch. So I'm really glad about this training. So after today, so I can finish this book out, get it pressed out, some exciting other things are happening that I really don't want to share about right now. But all of this is happening because we're going to get launched into that church. We're going to start having those first Sunday services starting in January. Don't have the exact date yet. My heart is to have it for that first Sunday in January. But if not, I'm going to go with the flow of the Holy Spirit. And then towards the, I would say after the summer, then we're going to have our first big, as we would say, our first Sunday open house. Ta-ta, we've done it. Praise God. With the fruit of obedience from our now Wednesday we've been doing for over a year, and then Sunday services, life groups start in January for the Mrs. once a week. Life groups start once a week monthly for the Mrs., but those will be on weekdays, not on Saturdays, for an hour and a half, 2 hours, which is going to be great. Other life groups, we're also going to have a life group for my mom's book again for those that want to participate, how to get the weight off of their bodies and keep it off. To get, her book is going to be part of that for those that are new that are coming on. We'll be doing Put God's Word on Your Weight. That's going to be an ongoing life group that we'll be using as well. For those that want to go through that training again and train their bodies and train their minds And so we got a lot of good things coming up. You'll be using one of my books for the Mrs. That'll be once a month, and that's The Power of the Staying Wife. Well, we got a lot of new things that are coming out, and I know because we'll have more people that'll be attending these events, because I believe we're coming out of these hotels and into our own space, and we'll be more of a visible platform that others will be able to see. And we've never marketed for this ministry, so we'll also be marketing as well through the cities of our surrounding cities to just see, let the world know that this is what we're doing in this particular jurisdiction. And so whoever God sends, he's going to send, but I'm holding and standing on Mark 2:2 that there'll be so it'll be so packed in there, there'll be no room. I've been holding in and meditating on the gatherings on Mark 2:2 for us. That it says, and while Jesus was preaching, there was no room. So I believe that as I'm preaching and teaching the word of God, there is no room. There will be such an overflow that it will have to be online, because they say, you know what, if we don't get a seat, it's early, then we might as well just stay home and watch her online. That's just what I believe, and that's my declaration of faith. I believe it, so therefore I say it. So this is how we do faith, amen? So once again, I will not be on the broadcast starting Monday, which the date will be starting Monday, December the 17th. I will return back on the broadcast. It will be January the 7th. I'm resting my voice. I'll be resting because I've doing. When you're doing a lot of speaking, you need to rest, and I rest physically, but I'm resting my body. I'm resting from typing all the devos. I'm resting from all of that. You'll still see those daily decrees because those things are already up and they're already set and timed on the computer. So I don't even have to deal with that stuff. That's what's so beautiful about technology. When you begin to create, and then after you create, everything is just automated. And so you know that everyone will be able to still go to shift, and you would think that I'm just still presently there, which I still will be, but it's just through now all of my writings until I come back on January 7th on the broadcast. And the broadcast is going to have just a nice different little ring to it, a different intro. When you come in, we have someone that's already creating our new intro for the radio broadcast. And I'm believing and stand with me that we're going to even be moving as far as in greater platforms on the radio, even television. I'm believing that. I don't know what that looks like, but I just know that it's in me, and God says he's going to protect me because of the things that he's placed in me. They're coming to pass. They have to, because he put them there. And so I have to do my part, too, to get my faith up, get my body up, get your body ready. You got to be ready for purpose. You got to be ready for wealth. You're believing for money. You're believing for wealth. You got a plan. Well, you can't get promoted without a plan, and you got to have the plan of God. So if you're trying to get promoted without the plan of God and doing it this way, you're entering back in into faith failures, and you need to get into my faith building program. That's 21 days. Once again, this program will end on December the 29th, and it'll go on for those that are already in it who are taking their pace to finish it throughout the year. But we will be launching again the Faith Builders Training. It'll be launching the first week of January the 5th. It will start again, which is a Saturday, and it will end on my birthday, January the 26th. And so I believe God is just going to give me a gift of a bunch of faith builders with some results. That's what I'm talking about. And then we'll get more revelation knowledge. So this thing, for those that are entering into this first time, it's going to be even more revelation, because so many things have even come out of this since I've posted even day one. So day one is going to look different, but not as much different, but we'll be going more of the flow too with the way that the book is, Get Your Faith Up, which will also be released in January. So see, when you think I haven't been working, because we've been chatting, I've been working. I'm just behind the scenes, and I don't have time to be boasting and bragging about what I'm doing. So I'm just operating in the spirit, being very quiet and in tune to what the Holy Spirit is doing. I mean, if you want to get to the next level with me, next level Nina, this is what you got to do. I'm showing you strategies of what I'm doing. A lot of people are telling you stuff that they've read, or step one from this one and step five from that one. I'm telling you hands-on, if you want to go to the next level, you might as well go to a place where somebody else has already preceded you. I've already been at these places, so that's why I'm telling you the places, like, it's like in places in marriage, you can tell a brand new wife, you know what, when you get about stage 5-6 months into it, look out for this, because the game is going to change. The marriage, the man ain't going to necessarily change, but something will happen. Or about the 7th year when you start itching, the 7-year itch, that's about probably right. stuff starts changing. It gets a little dry. You need to pick some stuff up. And how do you know that? Because you've been there before. So if you're going to follow somebody that's got results. And for me, I have results God's way. So today you've been brought on this broadcast by invitation of the Holy Spirit so you can make daily declarations concerning prosperity. Heavenly Father, we thank you today that we get a chance to agree with your word. We thank you, Father God, that your words will not return void. Holy Spirit, we continue to welcome you on this segment. Think through my mind and speak through my lips of clay as I lead your people, Father, to declare over your word. And Father, I thank you for the year that you have brought each one of us, as this will be the last broadcast today for 2018 until we meet again on the first week of January on this segment during the same time and hour. But when we leave, Father, today, we might as well leave strong, saying what you have said in regards to single legacy partner. I thank you for every faith builder, Father. I thank you for every shift today partner, every shift today ministries leader. I thank you, Father God, for every shift today ministries volunteer that volunteer their time, they volunteer their prayers, and they're just so hungry and so thirsty to want do more. I thank you for their the hands of the diligence that shall bear rule. If you have been attended or have done anything where you have given, not just received from this platform, but when you have given to this ministry, Father, I pray that you bless every single one of them with so much favor, Father God, that they don't have enough room to receive it. Bless them with ideas. Bless them with more strength. Bless them with more energy. Come on, receive it right now. Bless them, Father God, Rebo Sandarama CK, with revelation knowledge, Father. Give them answers, Father, because answers come from this platform. Results come from Shift Today Ministries. Father, bless those that are married. Bless those that desire to be married. Father, uproot struggles and problems. Align them. Cause their thoughts to become agreeable with their wills, Father. Bless all of our legacy partners 100-fold in the name of Jesus. Expect it. Bless every Shift Today Ministries ministry leader and ministry partner, Father God. Bless their shoes off, Father God. Bless their families. Keep them, Father God. Keep them safe. Keep them under your mentorship. Keep them under your tutelage, Holy Spirit. Comfort them, Lord God. Let peace reign and rule in their hearts, Father. Cause their thoughts to become agreeable to your will, Father God. Perfect the things that concern them, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done for us for 2018, Lord God. We can say this is a year, Lord God, as our CFO gave us our numbers, and she says that we have tripled this year. Triple, not just double, not single, but Father, we tripled. There was triple in the giving this year, Father God, that we could see it. It's in paper and it's in the bank, Father, ready to continue to advance your kingdom, Father God. Thank you for all of the opportunities that we've had to take care of the poor, to notice them, to give them, and to give towards this toy drive that's coming up for the Queen of the Valley Hospital, for those that are in the pediatric unit. Thank you for all of the new opportunities to come and the new people to come that we are going to meet as leaders and from Shift Today and volunteers and even the legacy partners. Father, meet their needs. Create that vision in their hearts. Lord, you created their passion for them, but you've given them purpose for the people. Show them their purpose, Father. Let your people not walk around blind, unpurposeful, without a vision. Father, you said without a vision, your people cast off restraint, that they don't know what to do. They can't see where to go. I decree and declare now in the name of Jesus that your people can see and that they will have dreams and that they will align themselves, Father, that they will have sweatless victories because they are doing it by faith. They're doing it by your ability, which is grace, without any human effort, Father. So I thank you that you bless them indeed, oh God. You expand everyone's territory today, that you keep your hand upon each one of them and keep them all away from evil, that they will not cause pain. And so, Father, do what you do best, Holy Spirit. Hover over these words and dispel them and disperse them all over their lives in every area of their lives. And Father, I command that any weapon that the enemy forms against my legacy partners, that if anyone forms against our ministry leaders, our volunteers, our future volunteers, our media, our television, or anything that we put our minds to and our hands to, I'm telling you, Satan, it will not work in the name of Jesus. Everyone in this ministry, every legacy partner is healed. They are whole. They are well. They are seen. They have purpose. They're starting their ministries. They're starting their businesses. They're relocating their hearts. They're moving. They're shifting. They're being transformed by the renewing of their minds, Father God, and they're making, more importantly, their boast in you. Father, may you just be so glorified next year, because we will all be launching into our new year because of this Faith Builders training. We're launching in the name of Jesus with purpose. We're not going to be fasting on the first 21 days. By the first 21 days, we would have probably done more than we could have done with a full year, because we've done it by faith. And Father, this is the season that you are accelerating. You are accelerating deliverance as your people are willing it. You got to take deliverance. You got to take your freedom back. You got to take your past and put it where it belongs, in the past, and press on. That's why you're not advancing, because you're not pressing on. Or you need to press on and get some counseling, get some help, do something. Let the Holy Spirit work in your life in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just give you all the glory. We give you all the praise. Come on, you can lift up your hands wherever you are engaged on this Shift Today radio broadcast, that he who started this great work in us by faith, by grace through faith, he will complete it. He's going to complete it. Say it. My God will complete the work, his work, that he has started in my life. And no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. Come on and say these prosperity scriptures. My latter days, starting today, I choose to enter my I choose to enter my latter days with long life, divine health, and wealth, and free from problems. Because my problem is not my problem. Today I come and cast all of my cares upon God, because he cares for me. So my latter days will be greater than my former. Say it again. My latter days shall be greater than my past. Say it again. My latter days shall be greater than anything that I have experienced, anything that was against me, anything that God did not send to me. My latter days shall be greater, because, say it, I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, and I rule over Satan. I am Satan's master. It's not my ruler. I am legally free from under his jurisdiction, because, say it, I am a born-again believer. Therefore, I will, say it, continually say, the Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my fortress. In him will I trust with long life. Say it. With long life. Announce it in the area. This is how you transfer it in the atmosphere. With long life, God is satisfying me, aha, and showing me his great salvation. Come on. Great shall be the peace of my children, and the peace of my grandchildren, and the peace of my in-laws, and the peace of the outlaws. In the name of Jesus, say it, wealth and riches are in my house. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, wealth and riches are in my house. As I delight myself in the Lord, he gives me the desires of my heart. For poverty, lack, sickness, disease, somebody needs to know this. Infertility is a thing of the past. In the name of Jesus, whatever was not working, hear what I'm telling you, you better catch it and take it by faith. Whatever was not working, it is working now, because you have entered into your latter days by the Spirit, starting today by grace through faith.
I have given, and it is now being given unto me. I call forth money and resources from the north, from the south, from the east, and from the west. Now, angels, go bring forth the words that I have just called forth, money and resources to fulfill God's plan for my life. I refuse to toil, say it. I refuse to work because everything that I am obtaining, I'm obtaining by the good report that I have received about Jesus by faith. Jesus has worked, so now I will rest. I will rest in the promises of God. For the heavens is my Father's, and the earth is mine. And I am, say it, a world overcomer. Blessed is the fruit of my labor. There is no lack, for God is the source of my supply. He is an all-sufficient God, supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. I have received the gift of righteousness, and with that righteousness, I have the mind of Christ. So therefore, I think right as I reign as a king in life through Christ Jesus. I am the righteousness of God by Christ Jesus. Therefore, I am legally entitled to the blessings and promises of the covenant of Abraham. The covenant of God surrounds me, the righteous, ever I go. Whatever I do, I expect the favor of God to be manifested in my life right now, because faith is right now. I will always have the favor of God that is surrounding me like a shield. I rest richly on the promises of God. It is immeasurable. It is limitless. It is surpassing. Therefore, the favor of God that he produces for me in my life is supernatural increase, promotion, restoration, honored, increased assets, greater victory, recognition, promises, preferential treatment, favor with God, favor with man, rules change, policies change, petitions granted, battles won. All because I am the righteousness of God. And the only battle that I fight is the good fight of faith. The favor of the Lord is upon me, and it goes before me. I am experiencing on this first day of my latter day the favor of God. And it will be noticeable today. Hear what I'm telling you. You're going to see it today. Something that you will know. And I always speak on quickly. You say, see, that was the favor of God. You know, all throughout the day, see, that was the favor of God. So you might as well get your faith up and expect it, because I already declared it's going to happen. I lay claim to the favor of God with the Lord and with man and all of my endeavors. Everything my hands touch is a blessing. Look at those hands. Tell them they're blessed. Thank them for being a blessing and collaborating and working with you, part of your body. In the name of Jesus, I bind and I loose every authority. And I declare that you are void, because I have the mind of God, and God's mind is on a matter of doctrine or practice. This is what the early church did from Acts 15. They bound and loose, which binding, that means they forbidden it. It was unlawful. It's unlawful for sickness to be in your body. The only way sickness is there, or that thing is upon your body, because you allow it.
And I'm going to tell you, you show you where your faith works. Because ever since I started this Faith Builders Challenge, and especially by me being the oversight, please keep me in prayer. Because every time you're on the front lines, the enemy, you're marked for target. Because you're marked for target because you got people following you. And he knows that if you're following the leader that's leading the way, that's got some results, one victory after the next, so I'm going to be challenged. So just 2 days ago, I all of a sudden just started itching. Looked at myself under the light at my job. Guess what? Broke out in a rash on my neck, rash on both sides of my arm. I said, you know you are not permitted to be on my body. I spoke to it, and even as we speak, and I'm on this broadcast, I'm announcing to you that my faith is working. I commanded those hives or whatever they were, wherever they came from, because it can't be from my diet because I'm too consistent in what I eat as far as eating naturally. So whatever it was, it's off of my body. It's off by faith, but now I'm seeing the performance of my words being activated. So you got to know, just because you're using faith, all you're doing is heightening the attack, which means you are marked because God, the enemy sees you. He's seeing Jesus all over again in the earth. So he's like, there it is. That they got that promise. Jesus was the promise seen. So he's like, there she is. There he is. With they're marked with the promise. So let me try to do something. And every time he tried to do, you remind him. You put him where he is. Satan, you know you ain't putting none on my body. I'm telling you, not in my body or on my body. You are forbid. So if you don't rise up in your authority and you still coughing and sneezing and allowing allergies, I'm not even allowing a sniffle. I almost said a booger, but literally I said it. A sniffle to come out of my nose because it's not permitted. My nose has not been called to drip. Or you're not called to have whatever else is trying to come on your body or in your body. You get it off your body with the word. You're not called to be broke, you and I. We're called to have wealth. We're called to be able to do some things so that we can really help people in a major way, not helping them just to pay their groceries, praise God. But, I mean, can we put them in an apartment and pay for it for a year? You think we could do that by faith and then fill it up with groceries and furniture? That's what I'm talking about, that kind of wealth, not the kind of just give them a $200 check and buy some groceries, but they still sleeping on the couch. Come on, we got to get our faith up. So, I mean, you got to get your faith up in every area of your life. You're not called to have a marriage that ain't working. Your marriage is supposed to work. You're supposed to be in the office as a helper. And for the man, you're called to wash it with the watering of the word. And if he's not there yet, then it's still your fault. You know why? Because you got to pray. Not just pray to you that way. You got to be the stand wife and get your faith up and get the promise of God of what he said in your marriage. You got to do the same thing in your relationships. If you want a friend, you got to start by faith being a friend. The word tells you what to do. God gives you an area in every area on how to do what you need to do. Your kids ain't right, put the word on it. The word says that God would be their teacher. He would be their mentor. So you got to beseech him and say that it doesn't look like you're mentoring them because they're still acting a little cray-cray. So telling you today, get your faith up. Say what God has said so you can see the results in such time as this. So you've decreed it. We've said it. This is going to be our last declarations that we have said for 2019. I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year. If you want to connect with me, join now until tomorrow. As of Saturday, I am closing out the Faith Builders Challenge. I will not be relaunching that until January 5th. I'm going to take these Faith Builders, boy. I'm going to shake them upside down, me and the Master Coach. They think they didn't got into some Faith Builder Train Challenge thinking, it's going to be super easy. Okay, I'm going to see how super easy it is going to use you working that faith. Hear what I'm telling you today. And get out of pride. So what if you're on day 2, day 3? Do whatever you need to do, but get an accelerated take. And if you need to catch up, use the time to catch up for the weekend because I really need you to get connected because this thing is getting ready to accelerate because I only have up until December 29th with you, even during the holidays. What greater way to be on this program during the holidays so you can get your faith up and launch into your new year without all of this crap that you've been carrying and allowing and permitting in your household and in your body for 2018 and in your business and in your ministries for 20 however long throughout the year. It's done. You got to say it's finished with some stuff. And so let me help you take you in, and you'll be able to still hear from me because you'll hear from me through a phone call, not through a 30-minute or 45-minute, 50 minutes, almost here now, message. So Happy New Year. I'm excited about the things that God is about to do for you and I. And so get ready to get your faith up, get your grace up in God. Start believing God for more and more. Press in. Read your Bibles. Listen to worship. We even, for our Faith Builders Trainer, they even have their own list
of praise and worship that's strategically going with each day for what they're doing, even for on with the challenge. I tell you, set up a full course, not knowing my harvest was going to end like this, but praise God, it's here and I'm embracing it. And guess how I got it? By faith. I didn't even do any painful toil. He said to start writing. Because a lot of times, I'm going to tell you something, how God works. And this is where I'm going to end for 2018. Jill, like you hear my voice again on January 7th on this radio broadcast. But you'll still hear me on that Bible study and all that before then. The Wednesday shift. I'm going to tell you right now how this kingdom works. A lot of times, you've been doing things, I would say, especially in the spirit realm. If you just even look back, God will plan. He will show you all this time. You thought, like me, and I told you to start the Bible study. He says, God don't give you the whole big picture. I didn't know that all of this was going to come out in towards the last month out of all things in 2018. But in October 27, prior to that, October 27, 2017, he kept saying, start the Bible study, start the Bible study, start the Bible study, the Bible study. Are you kidding me? I started the Bible study. And then he told me then what to say. I know what to start. Okay, I'm starting the Bible study. Get your faith up. Okay, get your faith up. Every week I'm writing a message, every single week, of what to give to the people. Over a year, we had the celebration October 2018. Every single week there was a different message, but still on faith, get your faith up. We hadn't left it, but we're in degrees on get your faith up. Now, get your faith up has turned into a viable resource for people to train all over the world if they have a phone, a tablet, or a computer. Because God showed me, because I kept thinking, if Microsoft can put a computer software on every computer when they are already purchased, so I turned it and asked God, see, because this is how I think. I'm telling you, I think deep and I think wide. And this is where you know when you start getting that revelation knowledge what God will show you. I said, so God, show me, what can I have that's in every person's home? Hey, this is so amazing. What's in every person's home that they could, that I could get you in there? What's in their home? Well, either they got a phone, they got a computer. And he said, everybody has in their home a heart. Like, what? A heart? Check this out. He said, yeah, heart. He says, so what I need, and then their hearts in different languages because they're in different cultures. So somebody in different cultures will get a hold of this, get your faith up training and take it and interpret it to their language, but still keeping in consistency with what this training is going to produce. I said, a heart? He said, yeah, everybody, every home has a heart, just like every computer that Bill Gates created had a Microsoft on it. And see, when Bill Gates, when he was young, IBM didn't want his Microsoft. So Bill Gates, see, that's why you got to follow your own creativity. You were created to create. That's why I tell people when they're struggling, but they ain't giving me no promotion. I say, you know what? You write your own ticket. Because I can easily say that being a business owner for 30 years, write your own ticket. Make your own promotion. I'm still creating stuff that's going to create wealth. So as long as I'll never forget years ago, I heard T.D. Jakes say, he says, when this generation stops creating, then we don't have anything to purchase. So we need to raise up a generation that's going to constantly keep creating. And what I find, it's not even the millennials, because the millennials are doing it. They got that, I want to be my own person, own brand, own boss. The struggle is, I'm going to tell you, it's with Generation X, that's my generation, and them baby boomers. I'm telling you, because we were created to what? Go to school, get a great education, and find a great job. But in the kingdom, he says, get educated in the word and then create some stuff, because I'm a creator. So create your ticket. Even one of the greatest cultures, the Asian culture, they teach their families, and this is where I'm going to end, they teach their families. If we ever come to the United States or wherever other country outside of here, we're going to only work in their companies for a very little bit, to get whatever we need, and we're going to succeed. And then everybody else that lives here, they get uptight and pissed off. Why? Because they didn't take hold of their own resources, and it's there for them. But then they come, and then you look up, they everywhere. How did they just take over the nail market? Why? Because they did it as a business. So this is what I'm trying to show you. What we can get in every single heart. He showed me. He says, Nina, he asked me, like Michael Jackson, he had an interview. Michael Jackson says, he says, well, what are you, Michael Jackson? What kind of music? He says, I'm not a genre. I'm not a music. He says, I am music. Just think, I am, God's name, I am music. Then the Lord showed me, he says, so Nina, what are you? And I finally got it, and I remember years ago when I was in this other group, and God had me write on the chapter about a voice and helping others find their voice. I finally understand my voice, my rhythm, my grace, my brand, my beat. He says, Nina, you can write upon the tablets of everybody's heart with my word. Do you see that? Just like Microsoft. In other words, he's like, I built it, but now I need you. I am voice. I am words. And then they prophesied over me about when I went to the pastor's thing. And they said, oh, my God, this one guy kept saying, God is going to use you with words so powerfully. And it's amazing, even when I'm writing more, and writing was never my thing or never my skill other than journaling, but now he's taking it on because I'm no longer being afraid of making a mistake and it's a comma there. And then the Lord said, you just write. I got the people in place for you to edit. So now I could just flow in my writing. And then what I've noticed, because I am words now, my vocabulary is expanding. Wait till you read this book. When I was writing these words in this book, I'm like, where in the world did that come from? See, this is why you cannot boast. I can't boast when this book comes out, because this is all God's doing, and it is marvelous. Amen. So with that, I'm leaving you with a resource to say, get plugged in. Stay with the word. Find your brand. Find your voice. Stay in my program. Post that you've done the things that you want to do. We're closing it out as of tomorrow. You still want to get in, you still can get in. It's only $21, and it is an investment that you would be like, it would be more than you could ever imagine, I'm already telling you. And it's powerful. And I'm not saying this to pitch me, because God is already doing that. He's making my name great. My thing is, I'm pitching the training, because I know this training is anointed, and it's all under the mentorship of the head master coach, which is the Holy Spirit. Amen. So happy New Year. Merry Christmas to you. And I look so forward to joining you back on January 7th. And I know many of you I'll see and hear from on the Faith Builders in our last Wednesday, coming up next Wednesday for our Wednesday shift. And then we're going to launch right in free with more territory to take. Amen. To advance the kingdom of God. Thank you, Legacy Partners and Shift Today Ministries, friends, ministry leaders, volunteers, and those that have been praying and fasting and just standing with us to do what God said he could do with his people, in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today and for the rest of 2018. And may the Lord's face shine upon you and enlighten you. And may the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace today and tranquility of heart. I love you so much. You know that I do. So I'm here every week. But I'm looking forward to joining you back on January 7th. Once again, happy a merry, merry Christmas, and have a happy brand new year. In Jesus' name, thank you so much. Amen.